Well, we've gone to the dogs here on The Takeaway in the best possible way. In fact, we're doggone excited to be covering the 146th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Late Wednesday night, all the winners of the Best in Group competed for the final award, Best in Show. And the winner, a historic shocker.
I'm very honored to announce that at the 146th annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, the Best in Show winner is the Bloodhound.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog,
the crying old time. Trumpet, the Bloodhound, took home the top prize, and Trumpet is the first Bloodhound to win. Joining us with news and highlights from this year's Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is Sarah Montague, audio producer, WNYC alum, and the Takeaway's Westminster Dog Show reporter, who's been covering the show for 22 years. Welcome back to The Takeaway, Sarah.
Thank you very much, Melissa. Woof.
Grr, right on back. Tell us about Trumpet, the Bloodhound.
I was really excited by this win. The Hound Group is my favorite group. One shouldn't have favorites, but I do. This was an exciting first for this breed. Bloodhound has never won before. It's a really interesting example of what the show is actually about, which is this business of matching up form with function. Bloodhounds are professional working hounds. They rescue people and track down criminals and can actually give testimony in court. So the judge was looking for a dog that exemplified the things that kind of job suggests. And here is a clip of him explaining what it was he saw.
Oh, he was a stunning type, gorgeous construction, and flawless in motion. Never put a foot down wrong. Beautiful representative.
And that was Dr. Donald Sturtz Jr., who was last night's Best in Show judge. He's kind of doing judge speak. They have this private language where they sort of say form and function. For a take that's a little more personal, here is owner-handler Heather Buhner, who showed Trumpet to his triumph last night.
Well, he's stubborn. He's a bloodhound. He will do as he wants. But he's a fun dog. He's happy and he's super smart.
And that was Heather speaking after her group win in the hound class. She was incredibly emotional last night. There wasn't, in fact, any way to get near her. But I had a wonderful conversation with her aunt, who talked about the fact that Heather came up in junior handling, which a lot of professional handlers do. And apparently, when she was still in juniors, a judge said, when you look at her, you don't see a dog and a handler. You see one entity. And that was really evident last night.
Now, Trumpet comes from quite a bloodline, right? He's 4 years old, but his father, Nathan, was best in the hound group back in 2014.
That's very common because, in fact, what you're doing in this, you know, environment is trying to breed the best line of dogs you can. So when a kennel has a proven champion, they really hope to continue that line. And because, of course, dog generations are very much shorter, judges are often saying, oh, I remember his grandfather, or, you know, I'm glad there are puppies on the ground. See you in a couple of years. It's a real family affair from every perspective.
Now, let's talk about Winston, who is the runner-up, or in Westminster language, the best in show reserve. Tell us a bit about him.
It's often said, oh, it's a beauty contest, and how can they possibly measure the French bulldog against the bloodhound? They don't look anything alike. You're not. You're measuring them against the best version of themselves. French bulldogs were bred in the 19th century in England to entertain English lace makers. Then they went down to France and became the vogue. They are amongst the leading registrations in this country now. Frenchies are bred to charm. So what you're looking for is incredible charm. And after his group win in the non-sporting class, handler Perry Payson had this to say about Winston.
So if you look at the lines, he flows beautifully, compact. With the let down of hock, the upper arm, the shoulder, how pretty the neck flows into the shoulder. That means a good shoulder layback with good upper arm.
And that lovely attentive expression.
Oh, and this expression, the eyes, the ears. The eyes are beautiful.
We should explain to aggravated listeners that the reason all this sounds so garbled is we are able to approach the competitors only in the middle of the show on the floor. But you can get the glee and excitement. Perry also produced an unheard-of moment. He was so happy with his group win that he invited every single one of us to come in the group shot with Winston. So somewhere floating about social media, I probably appear next to this great face with the beautiful eyes. Nobody will pay any attention to me.
Last year's winner was about as different a kind of dog from this year's winner as one can imagine. Talk to me a bit about whether or not that is common, right? To see, for example, a toy and then a sporting, or if really it is just each year is a clean slate.
Each year it's a clean slate. I'm going to do the thing where you recuse yourself. Wasabi, I would say, is a personal friend at this point. I've known him for a number of years. His wonderful handler and breeder, David Fitzpatrick, is one of the leading lights of this community. So coming back to Westminster after this horrible interlude and having that pair win was very special for everyone. But there is absolutely no formula about this. Every year, a different group of dogs is rising to the surface all over the country all year round. Every year, that remarkable collection comes to the show, is winnowed down to seven group winners, all of whom will be different. Sometimes there's consistency. In fact, this year in the working group, Stryker the Samoyed was the winner last year and was also the winner this year of that group. So dogs have show careers that last, you know, generally about 3 or 4 years intensely. And sometimes if they're really good, you see them over and over again. But that's entirely the question of the judge, the decisions of the judges. There's no, oh, this year it's time for the hound or this year it's time for the toy. It's what every judge says, best dog on the day.
Now, as you make this point about Stryker, I was noticing that Stryker already had a full fan club going on social media. Tell me a little bit about fan favorites.
That's really interesting. I actually did a piece about this for the station a number of years ago when social media was first coming in. And this turns out to be a big deal on the circuit because these dogs have followings. Let's admit that part of this, of course, is calculation. A lot of what goes into dog showing professionally is that there's lots of advertising. Here's my great dog. Hope you keep an eye out next time you see it. But a lot of this has to do with creating that sense of community. This, what they really, really don't want is for people to think that dog shows are snobbish or only for people with tons of money. So I think the social media side makes these dogs accessible to people. And it's less true, of course, now that we're out at Lyndhurst. But at the Garden, I had a wonderful conversation with David Fry, who hosted Westminster for television for 27 years. And he said the year that Uno the Beagle won, the fans sounded like the day the Knicks won the championship. That hysterical. And I think social media helps to build up that momentum and excitement because they can be doing that up to the moment the choice is made. So I'll bet there are tons of hashtag trumpets out there right now.
Now, apparently you also met an artist at the dog show who was sketching some of the dogs and that this was something new that you had not seen before.
Yes, and I think to some extent this is one of the facets that Lyndhurst has provided. As you know, this is the second year that the show has moved out to the Lyndhurst estate in Terrytown. The Westchester Kennel Club had its show there for many years. And so it was kind of a good blueprint if they had to take the show out of doors safely at a different time of year. This has meant everything feels freer and more open. So instead of being scrunched into, you know, the garden, people are just taking their ease. And I was looking, I sat down, and there's a man holding a notebook which says, Masterpieces of the National Portrait Gallery. I said, that's surprising. And of course, I know my job. I sidled up to him with my phone and said, so Gabriel, what are you doing? And he turns out to be a professional painter and artist. He has an interest in Newfoundlands. His family has had them for a while, and members of his family were showing in Newfoundland that day. But he's been sketching for about 5 or 6 years, and he talked a little bit about, from an artist's point of view, he talks about what makes it intriguing to look at dogs as subjects in art and not just as competitors in the ring.
Sarah Montague, Westminster Dog Show reporter. This is always one of my favorite conversations of the year. I love this role. Thank you for your canine coverage.
Thank you for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.